to the show. This is Free Talk Live. Sorry about that audio there at the beginning.
Did that get let out of the air?
I think it did, but that's okay. I think our listeners will be willing to forgive us. It's Stephanie with you tonight.
And Mark.
And you're listening to the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. Not too many other radio shows are live on a Sunday evening for you all, but Free Talk Live is actually on every single day of the week, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. You hearing a funny noise, Mark?
I'm not hearing anything.
Oh, okay. My mistake. So,
what's happening?
It was the headphone cord. Nothing to worry about.
Okay.
So, anyway, starting off in an interesting footing tonight. But
technical difficulties.
This
but
is what happens.
You don't have to stand by. You can just listen to the disaster as it unfolds.
This is just to prove what that we are indeed a live radio show. Free Talk Live.
Because we would have edited that crap out otherwise.
Yeah, exactly. Free Talk Live is actually live every single night of the week, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And not only that, but we post all of the archives of our old shows on the website, freetalklive.com. The last 7 days of the show are right there at the top of the page on the header.
Yeah, they're very easy to find.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you can go to archives.freetalklive.com, and we've got actually the last 6 years of the program completely free. So if you've got a lot of time during the day, then Free Talk Live makes a lot of audio available to you at archives.freetalklive.com.
And I'm sure there are some people who really enjoy that. By the way, I also want to let you know that if you want to call in, Free Talk Live is actually an open phones radio show. So that means you can call in and bring up anything that's on your mind. You know, you can talk to us about something that we're discussing or something that maybe you heard previously on the show during the week. We're really open to anything, but it's also, you know, gives you the freedom to bring up whatever's on your mind.
Yeah, and that reminds me is if you do call in and, you know, you obviously can't hear yourself call in. So it's nice to go back and find the audio from last night's program, you know, I think we put up usually by 11 p.m. Eastern time. Right after the show. It's up. So you can go and you can listen to your call to see how you did and, you know, whatever. People want to hear
themselves.
Share
it with your friends.
Yeah, no doubt. Share it with your friends.
And
show them just how smart you are.
And, of course, the number is 855-450-3733. That is also 855-450-FREE, spelling out the word free. So, Mark, there's been this news story. There's a county in Maryland where they've installed some traffic cameras.
The red light cameras?
Well, not just the red light cameras. They've installed a second layer of cameras.
Okay.
To watch the cameras because people are vandalizing the cameras. So it's like kind of like that meme, the internet meme, yo dog, I heard you like cameras, so I put some cameras in your cameras, right?
I have seen that and I don't really quite understand it. But then again, internet memes aren't aimed at me anyway.
So somebody out there knows what I'm talking about.
But it does kind of show that the incompetence of government. Like, government creates a problem,
mm-hmm.
which is red light cameras. And they've
the
got
fact
all,
that they're unpopular because
they're
people don't like Big Brother.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not just, if they were just unpopular, that would be one thing, but they're also dangerous in that they create bad driving habits among people, people slamming their brakes on rather than going through, a yellow light because...
Yeah.
Because after, you know, at first they don't, first off, they don't want to get the tickets. And then when people aren't getting tickets anymore from going through red lights, then the towns and counties and cities have been shortening the duration. Not every one of them, but, you know, it happens sort of in the collective consciousness of the American people that they realize that the duration of yellow lights is being shortened.
Right. So then they try to go through.
No, they try to slam on their brakes, causing rear end, accidents. And that's the problem.
Yeah, I mean, to me, the problem is that they're focused on, when you have a red light camera that's going to give you a ticket, you're focusing on the punishment, avoiding the punishment of getting a ticket, instead of focusing on your own well-being and thinking, okay, is it safe or not to go through this yellow light? Or should I stop?
Right. I would think most of the accidents that occur in intersections from people going through red lights occur when people just blow a red light, rather than people that... people that are sliding through on the pink light or the orange light, as some people want to call it.
They build in allowances for that.
Yeah, because, I mean, usually there's
timing.
A little delay between when one light turns red and another light turns green.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, you're not and then people have to speed up and that kind of thing. So you don't have this full head-on collision thing. If you have an accident at an intersection, it's usually somebody just didn't see the light at all, or fell asleep or whatever.
Or was drunk or whatever.
I mean, those things happen. And a red light camera doesn't do anything about those. lights.
What and a red camera to does, watch the red light camera is probably not going to... I mean, it's just putting a Band-Aid over this this situation, really not addressing the real problem. Do you want to hear more details?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so in Maryland, this is from the blog smartplanet.com. In Maryland, Big Brother is watching you and the camera that's watching your car. In Prince George's County, a neighbor of Washington, D.C., people are getting fed up with speed cameras, or as it is, the bad... Or is it the bad traffic or the bad drivers? There's opining there. That take pictures of the license plates of speeding cars and send hefty fines to their registered owners. You know, that's another point about these... they're finding the car or the owner of the car. They really can't prove that it was you driving the car. So
they can't prove that with a parking ticket either, but they just go ahead and convict you.
Right. Didn't you have a situation where your wife parked your car somewhere?
I'm not going to, you know, lay guilt upon my wife, but I can assure you that a car was parked someplace. My car was parked someplace, and I didn't park it there.
Mm-hmm.
And so... you know, I got a ticket, and I decided to take it to court because, well, how can you prove I didn't park this? Prove I did.
Right.
So it says that I would, you know, apparently allowed or something like that, you know, somebody to park that car there. And I guess the only other option is to have reported it stolen at the time.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's very interesting. There is obviously a problem with finding the car or the owner of the car. Right, because
sure,
it doesn't necessarily have to be that person who's driving.
I think, to me, speeding cameras make a heck of a lot more sense than red light cameras.
At least it's objective, right?
They're not deadly.
Yeah.
You know, that red light cameras are deadly. And people in municipalities, the government bureaucrats, they don't care. All they care about is that they're not giving tickets to themselves. And this is what they're doing, is that they're throwing away the tickets that go to government vehicles and government bureaucrats that are in those vehicles.
Ooh.
It's disgusting. I mean, cops want to turn through a red light, and yeah, this is where, by the way, most of the tickets go, is people making right turns at red lights that don't come to a complete full rock back stop.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, it doesn't
make
any sense.
Does anybody do that?
I didn't even know you had to, necessarily. But but when their police do it, they just throw away the tickets or any other government vehicles in a lot of cases.
Of course.
So you've got this double standard, this two classes of people. But with the speeding cameras, if the speed limits are the right speed, and I don't believe they are. I think speed limits are often set way too low.
Yeah.
But if they're the right speed, then if they're enforced on a consistent basis, makes a heck of a lot more sense than the 1 in 1,000 chance you have that a cop's sitting behind, you know, hidden behind something that's going to hand you a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
That makes more sense to me from a sort of control of the citizenry aspect.
If the goal is to get people to drive under a certain speed, which it's debatable that that's not a crime in and of itself. To drive at a certain speed, you're not hurting anyone. There's no victim there.
I see.
Unless you do hurt
someone.
It's
a crime when they say it is, right?
Right, but like, if you were to actually hurt someone, that's a different story. But if you're just going over some arbitrary speed, there's really no victim there. So I think it's like, it's prudent to kind of rethink whether that actually makes sense to focus so much on that speed.
When you're talking about the owner of a road, whether that's the government or whatever, then the owner can set whatever rules they want. And I think that a limit of speed makes a lot of sense on most roads. But is handing out tickets the best way to prevent people from speeding? We don't know, because the government has a near monopoly on roads. There are a few private roads in America, and I don't think any of them hand out tickets. I'd be interested in knowing if they did. And, you know, there's probably other ways to get people to drive the right speed on your road. I don't know what they are. But I can tell you what, there wouldn't be innovation. There will be innovation in this area if there was competition in this area.
Mm-hmm.
The main reason there's not competition in the area of roads is you've got to pay the government to make the roads. You don't have an option of not paying for their roads.
Right.
And also, they have the power of eminent domain
to
lay their roads anywhere they want.
Put a road there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, why? I guess it's important to ask the question, why don't more people speed now, or why do people only speed up to a certain point now? Most people go faster than the speed limit, but they don't go over, you know, say 85 or 90 on the highway,
that's about
because
the limit.
They're not comfortable with it. And so people's comfort zones really play into this here, and it's kind of a natural form of regulation. How fast do you drive? Call us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
It's Change Your Words, Change Your Life, a daily minute program to help you understand the power of every word you speak. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
Right words at the right time to the right person can be a great blessing. But we must learn the art of talking about a negative situation in a positive way. I find that if I'm talking just to be talking, I usually speak out of my emotions, and most of what I say is useless. I may be giving other people information, but I'm not helping myself, and I'm not helping them. And often I find that I feel worse after talking than I did before I opened my mouth. Anytime we talk to someone else about our problems, we should be doing so in search of an answer or some wise counsel that can comfort us. I encourage you, and I encourage myself, to use wisdom with all of our words. For Change Your Words, Change Your Life, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information and insight on how you can change your words and change your life, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled M-E-Y-E-R.org. The words we speak can affect our lives in positive and negative ways. In her new book, Change Your Words, Change Your Life, best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher Joyce Meyer examines the power of words that convey our thoughts and emotions. She discusses how our words can increase or decrease our level of joy, and how they can have a positive or negative effect on our future. Change Your Words, Change Your Life, the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie
and Mark.
We'd love to talk to you this evening. 855-450-FREE is our phone number. 855-450-3733, where you can call and talk about anything. We've been talking about, well, we almost didn't even really get to it, but there's a county in Maryland who has installed like a second layer of cameras to keep an eye on the cameras that they already have that are watching you. So they have cameras to watch the cameras that are watching you.
Watching you.
Reaching whole new heights of bureaucracy. But let's see what some of our callers think. Actually, we've got Hammer on the line in Idaho. Hammer, are you with us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Sorry. sorry. Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie. Hi, Mark. I wanted to bring up actually the nullification case that came up on Friday's call and how it shows that the Free State Project is such a good idea, just getting like-minded people there in Idaho or in New Hampshire. Sorry, I'm a bit flustered.
No, that's okay, Hammer. It's just you and me talking. I'm just going to give everybody a quick update because maybe not everybody who's listening tonight has heard the Friday night show. I think they covered it here on Free Talk Live, but basically there was a man who is a Rastafarian and, you know, uses marijuana medicinally and as part of his religious... It's a religious sacrament, you know, apparently, for Rastafarians. And he was charged with something related to growing marijuana and was tried in New Hampshire. And the jury found him not guilty by jury nullification, basically judging the law.
Because the jury nullification has passed the law, passed as law here in New Hampshire.
Actually, I heard the law...
Advised of it.
I heard that the law that requires New Hampshire judges to tell the jury about jury nullification does not take effect until January, but this judge did tell the jury anyway.
This judge wanted to be the first judge to, I guess, have jury nullification in their court or something like that, so they advised the jury. Go ahead.
And there was a Free State Project member on
the jury. It seems to me, based off of last Friday's call, the reason that that was able to be done was because there was a Free State member or a Free State Project member that was on the jury.
When it comes to juries, there is no doubt that one strong individual can have a real effect.
Yes.
It is difficult, however, to find that one strong individual.
And the reason I wanted to bring that up is because Ian's always touting on, you know, doing the activist type stuff. And I think that shows just by being there and having the same values, which I'll be up there next month.
Cool.
Being there and having the same values really shows what you can do just by having like-minded people up there.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree. And I believe when Jason Sorens, the guy who, you know, came up with the idea of the Free State Project, when he was talking about activists, I don't think he was talking about people like what Ian calls activists. More he was talking about people that would be involved in their communities, maybe involved in their local political parties or their, you know, fire department or write letters to the editor or something like that.
Yeah.
Like that would be an activist to the level that Jason Sorens was talking
about. It's interesting how people have interpreted that in all different ways. I mean, there are people who think of the Free State Project, and probably Jason Sorens is one of them, the founder of it, people who think of the Free State Project as largely like a political movement, as an in the system, you know, go to your town meeting,
sure,
get elected to the state house and so forth. And then there are people who think of it as completely a outside the system movement, and some people are more just interested in the community and having a social network of people who like liberty too. So I just find it interesting the diversity of opinions within the liberty kind of umbrella that are here in New Hampshire.
There's a lot of diversity.
Yeah. So, go ahead, Hammer.
There's one more thing I wanted to kind of change topics a little bit from what I just brought up.
Sure,
which is kind of funny. I was listening to your program yesterday, Pork Therapy, and you were talking about how the Dalai Lama said we needed a new precept for viewing morals.
Yes.
I think that's... Just to, kind of how it was stated.
To catch
and
everybody
you
up
kind
on
of
it.
Shocked that he would come out and say that.
Yes,
but
Hammer, just one sec. Let me just catch up the audience. So the Dalai Lama recently posted...
First off, you have a show. It's called...
It's called Pork Therapy, porctherapy.com is the website. And on Friday night's program, I was talking about the Dalai Lama had posted something on his Facebook saying that he believes that religion is no longer adequate to answer questions about the universe.
Interesting.
And that he, you know, he thinks we need to take a more... a scientific perspective, and he actually said something like, if science came out and was able to answer questions that are traditionally considered like spiritual questions, he would go with the science, and he thinks that's what we need to kind of embrace. So I was really shocked.
But science can't answer spiritual questions, really.
Well, it can answer questions, I think. Well, you know, some people accept the answers that science gives about things like the universe.
I don't think that, you know, where did birdies come from is a spiritual question.
Okay, well, I was interested to hear the Dalai Lama.
I think it's very interesting.
Say this.
Yes.
So, Hammer, go ahead.
What I wanted to say is it doesn't really shock me because of the precepts of Buddhism, and the reason I'm actually studying it as an atheist and have emailed the program about this before, which Stephanie might know who I am now, but
I think I remember getting an email like a year ago about this subject, so I'll have to dig back.
It is because one of the things that it tells you is not to just trust in Scripture or what your teachers tell you, but to actually reason these things out and come to your own conclusion, which is one of the things that, to me, makes that religion unique amongst all of the other religions that I've studied at this point.
That does sound unique. I mean, is it to the point of it not being a religion, though? Is it more of a philosophy?
I think it's only really considered a religion because it's old enough that it's considered a religion. It's more of a philosophy or way of life. You don't really have to. There is no deity in Buddhism, what most people think of the Buddha. He's not really a deity. He's more of a personification of what you're striving to become. Right. And a lot of I see a lot of similarities between some of the self, the looking into yourself that is kind of espoused by NVC, nonviolent communication, and Buddhism from the basic things. Now, I'm completely, like, new to the kind of concepts. I've just been reading some stuff. I'm not, by any means, experts on it. The other thing that I hear you guys talking about is the attachment, which really isn't what... It's not all attachment that's bad, according to what I've read, but it's mostly just getting ideas, kind of like how a lot of the Ron Paul supporters got really attached to the idea of him getting into office, rather than just being excited that the message was getting out.
Yeah.
And then when it didn't happen, they got upset, and it was painful. I'm sorry.
It's about expectations.
No, that makes total sense to me. What, you know, I've only had limited experience or knowledge about Buddhism, but that did kind of strike me as a little bit like funny or something that I disagreed with just like off the bat was the idea that you shouldn't get attached to things because attachment causes suffering. Like, I think that's, as I understand it, that's a major tenet of Buddhism. So, but you're saying it's kind of not that simplistic, right, Hammer?
Yeah, exactly. It's more complex than that as I understand it.
Okay. Well, that's
interesting. There is also tenets. There's stuff about like not getting too attached to things, because ultimately you are the core being of yourself is not necessarily about the things you own, but it should be more than that.
Yeah, I can't disagree.
I think that I think that it's good to have a certain amount of things, and most of those things, will help you to live a good life. And then after that, all the rest of that stuff is just things that'll make you unhappy, not happy.
Hammer, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate your thoughts. And you can call us at 855-450-FREE. Tell us what you're attached to. This is Free Talk Live.
My name is Angie, and ever since my daughter had alternating diarrhea and constipation, she suffered from hair loss, listlessness, and was stunted in her growth. After getting her onto two supplements suggested by naturopath Stephen Huer, she has improved dramatically. Her stools have normalized, her hair and her body are growing again, and she's beaming. I credit the majority of her improvement to One World Whey.
Children love the taste of One World Whey, and their growing bodies are getting nature's best source of protein. Evidence shows that non-denatured whey protein powder is a better source of protein than meat, milk, or eggs. If you have finicky children and you want a protein that will support their growth, energy, and healthy brain function, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Kids prefer it over junk food. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the show. You are listening to Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition with Stephanie
and Mark.
And we'd love for you to visit our website, which is freetalklive.com. I think we may have, I don't think we mentioned this yet tonight. You can actually watch us, if you'd like, doing the show. Instead of just listening, you can add another dimension to your Free Talk Live experience by checking out the studio cam at cam.freetalklive.com. There you can watch us do the show and chat with other listeners. And maybe you'll find some commonalities with them, and you can see us waving once in a while, right? Like right now.
I'm waving.
Very exciting. So, Mark, did you want to bring a message to our audience?
Oh, yeah. We were talking about cameras. They're, you know, watching you. Well, here's a camera that you might want to have watching you. It's the Freedom Cam from freedomcam.net. You know, when other people have control of the camera, they can do anything they want with the footage. But when you have control of the camera, you get to control the footage. And it would be nice to have footage in your car if you have, say, an accident, or if a situation occurs with a law enforcement officer where, you know, whatever the situation is, somebody remembers it differently than you do. It's nice to have the ultimate witness, which is freedomcam.net. It's not only a camera. It's got a microphone. Cameras look both directions, out the front and back into the cab and then out the back. Of course, it's got GPS and navigation, records your speed and driving route. It actually records 8 hours worth of recordings, and then if there's some kind of incident, it will save that too. So it's really, really useful. You just turn on the key and the thing gets started. I mean, there's no key for it. You just turn the key to the car and it just starts right up. Mm-hmm. And it's now on sale. We've been talking about it for some time, but right now the dash cam's on sale, and I don't know how long that sale's going to go on. So you
don't they take bitcoins too?
They take bitcoins.
That's a great deal.
Yep. So you can go over there, spend your bitcoins if you want, or spend U.S. dollars, whatever you want, at freedomcam.net. And you should do it now because they're on sale, and I don't know how long it's going to stay on sale. So freedomcam.net.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay. Well, let's go right back to the phones. We've got Mike waiting patiently in Illinois. Mike, are you with us?
I'm here, Stephanie. Hi, Mark.
Hi. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on?
I want to talk about split speed limits and how ridiculous they are.
Split?
For example, Indiana is 5 miles per hour less for the big trucks than it is for cars. Wherever you go, if it's 65, it'll be 60 for trucks.
Is that just... Is that just Indiana, or is that any other places have those? Because I've noticed them before.
Yeah. A lot of places. Okay. Illinois just got rid of their 55, but they're still 5 miles an hour less. California is 55 for big trucks.
Double nickels.
It just doesn't make any sense. Now, less than 1% of all traffic incidents and collisions involve motor carriers, like the big trucks. Less than 1%. Why are the cars allowed to go 70 miles an hour in California, but I have to go 55? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, Mike. I've heard, I don't know if you know anything about this, but I've heard before that a lot of those speed limits on trucks, like that they have to go 55, are actually left over from like the 1970s when there were, you know, price controls and fuel. There was a fuel shortage, and so they instituted those speed limits to try to conserve fuel, I guess, and then they just never lifted, especially for the large trucks.
Yeah, and that doesn't make much sense either. Once you're in a certain RPM range in these trucks, I mean, they get about, you know, 6.5 to 7 miles per gallon, no matter what, you know.
That's what I've heard.
Right.
I've heard that they get, you know, basically almost always 6.5 to 7 miles to the gallon in the trucks, and that there's really not much they can do about it. But, you know, empty, full, none of these things really seem to make that much of a difference.
Yeah, and here's an idea. And there used to be a union. Truck drivers used to belong to a union. Somehow, some way, that was dissolved, and now we're all just out here, you know, without any direction, just kind of taking what our employers give us. What if we all got together and stopped delivering and picking up in the state of California? Wouldn't that be an amazing thing? Think of the
I have heard, haven't there been trucker strikes in the past, like not unionized?
I know there's that song Convoy.
I'm not familiar. Can you sing it for me, Mark?
I can't believe that you have it. You're so much younger than I am.
Maybe I know it, but I need you to jog my memory.
Yeah, Convoy. And they're talking about these trucks going across the America.
Oh, okay. Now, yeah, I know that song.
And there's a really great part was, you know, they bust through the gate to a 98, but there's 11 long-haired Friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus. Now, I'm not sure whether or not it's the 11 long-haired Friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus and a chartreuse microbus, because I always thought the 11 long-haired Friends of Jesus were actually hitchhikers that they had picked up along the way in this huge convoy, and that they were dispersed among the trucks, including the suicide jockey who was hauling dynamite and the Kenworth hauling hogs.
Mike, how can you beat that?
Yeah, that would be hard to beat, and the chartreuse bus with the hippies would be quite a sight. But now, the night before last in Indiana, I was driving back roads on these two-lane state highways, and the speed limit was 55, and that was entirely too fast. I found myself going about 43 to 45 miles an hour and was completely comfortable that way. People know how fast they can go safely.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I always wonder with trucks exactly how to best treat them on the road, because the driving experience in a truck has to be entirely different than the driving experience in a car. And I know that you're supposed to give them room. You're not supposed to just cut right in front of them for whatever reason. They need a little more room to stop, I guess. That you obviously you don't want to follow too close behind them. You want them to be able to see you in their mirrors. That you don't want to pass on the left-hand side. And if you do end up on the left-hand side of them, you want to get out away from the left-hand side of them the right-hand side of them as quickly as you possibly can. But is that basically the rules for dealing with trucks on the road for cars?
Yeah, give them room. And you can't, when you make the pass around them in the left lane and you're going back into the right lane, give some car length. You don't want to just come right over, because I mean, then we got to put on our brakes and to get back up to speed. There's nothing worse than cruising along. And this is my biggest pet peeve, is people getting onto the interstate. They see that truck coming up. You can push down the gas in your car, and boom, you're gone. You don't have to slow down or hesitate. It's that indecisiveness getting on causes me to get into the left lane, slow down the people that are in the left lane already. They have to put on their brakes, and then they get on and see I'm not there, and then they speed up. They're just get on the interstate and put the hammer down and go. Get away from me.
Yep. Yeah, the instructions are on the sign, merge.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Mike, thanks for the tip tonight. I think that probably helps a lot of people out there on the road. Appreciate his call.
Yeah, it's got to be tough out there, you know, in the
trucks. I hope people listen to it, yeah. Some people are listening to Free Talk Live while they're driving right now.
I do some volunteer firefighter work, and most of the time I end up directing traffic around some accident or another. And whenever I see a truck coming up, I try to make it so that they don't have to put their brakes on completely.
Yeah.
Because when they have to come to a full and complete stop, it's just a lot of work for that engine, that the fuel and everything, in order for that vehicle to get back up to speed.
And the brakes to stop it, too. Yeah, see, Mark, that's very considerate of you. You're not doing that because there's some law that says you have to. You're doing it out of common sense and consideration.
I think that there's, you know, as far as speed limit rules on roads, I think that at some point or another you need some kind of rules on speed, and I don't know how those rules are best enforced. And what I would say is that currently we have a really old system for enforcing speed limits, and we haven't seen any innovation in that area because it's a near monopoly that the government has on roads. The reason that they have a monopoly on roads is largely because of taxation. You have to pay for the roads that they put by your house. We don't know whether other organizations could pay for roads or not.
Sure.
Because governments have a monopoly on it. People think that only the government can put pavement on ground.
Yeah, and obviously that's not true, because we've all seen parking lots before where even maybe several stores in a strip mall will get together and build a parking lot, and they can seem to do it.
It's essentially
fine.
A private road. But
neighborhoods that have private ways, you know, in the neighborhood.
Lots of neighborhoods have private roads, or neighborhoods will build themselves and then create roads inside of there and then turn them over to the town because the town has extorted it from them in order to be able to build the neighborhood in the first place. But there are also private freeways in California. A bevy of them, especially in Southern California.
I've heard of some of those, and I've also heard of one in Canada, but as I understood it, they're very, like, politically connected corporations
Absolutely.
That get to build those, and not too much innovation. I have seen driveways that are, like, heated under the driveway so you never have to plow. I mean, the technology is out there to do amazing things. It's just not being brought to bear by the old, cumbersome government road system.
Yep.
855-450-FREE if you want to tell us about your ideas for road technology. Love to hear it. It's Free Talk Live.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption, absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie
and Mark.
And hey, check out listen.freetalklive.com if you want to find out all the different ways you can listen to the show. You know, we try really hard to make it the show available to you in the format that you like. So you can find the podcast, the live streams on the internet, the radio stations, the cam, and even the listen lines, which is a little bit different way to listen to the show. So, all there for you at listen.freetalklive.com.
Real quick, if you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, manventureoutpost.com is the place to go. Because you want to get the best prices, and you want to get quality merchandise. You want to get the name brands, and Man Venture Outpost has the name brands. And from what I can tell, the best prices on the internet. It's a claim, certainly, that they make, that they have great prices. But I haven't been able to, anything I've ever found, I've never found a price that's lower than manventureoutpost.com. They carry knives and ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, whatever the outdoor enthusiast in your life, be that you or someone else, might need. They're family-owned, members in good standing, the Better Business Bureau, and they'll get your items to you quickly. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL at manventureoutpost.com. Again, it's 5% off, FTL, manventureoutpost.com.
All right. Let's go right to the phones and talk with Bill in Virginia. Bill, are you with us?
Yes. Good evening, Stephanie and Mark.
Hey.
Welcome.
I'd like to discuss genetically modified seeds with you, if I could.
Sure.
I'm really confused and... Basically, a little bit upset as they're constantly being vilified by people who know absolutely nothing about them, other than the hysteria that people who are against them try to build up when they're one of the best developments in agriculture that has ever happened.
You know, I feel you on this one, honestly, because I work in the science field, first of all, so I maybe have a little background about genetics and things like that, and I do hear a lot of people who just seem to be, like, really upset about genetically modified foods, but don't necessarily understand exactly why or can give, like, articulate reasons. They'll just start saying things that sound a little, like, almost conspiratorial to me. On the other hand, I have heard... I mean, first of all, like, let's back up and get to the really basic issue. I think IP is probably one of the worst things about genetically modified foods.
Intellectual property.
Which is, you know, basically the idea these companies create genetically modified crops, and then they patent them, and then so the farmers have to license them. And then other farmers who didn't, you know, pay for those licenses, their crops get contaminated with pollen or whatever from those genetically modified crops, and then Monsanto usually sues the second farmer who didn't pay for their stuff, but they, you know, took a little snipping of their leaf and they found that their DNA was in the other farmer's food. And so the patent system is really used in, I think, very evil ways, and it can bankrupt a lot of these small farmers. I've heard horror stories of that. But I do feel a little bit concerned, because one of the things that I read about genetically modified foods that sounds basically like legitimate to me from a scientific standpoint is that they're putting in these genes basically from other organisms for, you know, pest defense or pesticide resistance or other characteristics that are desirable in the genetically modified crops, right? And some of those things can become proteins that are allergens to people. And so, you know, I am kind of concerned about that. Of course, people are allergic to natural, you know, foods too, peanuts, other things, soybeans. People can be allergic to just unmodified ones. But, you know, that raises my hackles a little bit. The other thing is that I'm thinking about India, okay, and there are these genetically modified cotton seeds, I believe, that were from Monsanto. And it's been a while since I've read about this, so I may not be getting my facts completely straight. But, like, the farmers, there was some miscommunication where the farmers were buying these seeds. They didn't understand that they had to buy new seeds every year because they were so-called Terminator ones. Like, they built in a gene to make the seeds sterile from the first generation of plants so that they'd have to buy the seed every year from Monsanto. And these farmers didn't understand that, and they ended up, like, going bankrupt and committing suicide and all this. So it can have, you know, some disastrous... Go ahead, Bill.
Excuse me if I may here.
Sure.
I farm here in Virginia. Mm-hmm. Monsanto is a great seed producer, a great seed company. And they tell us that to not use these reuse seeds, which anybody, of course, who knows anything about agriculture would never do anyway. A hybrid seed, a non-genetically modified hybrid seed, cannot be reused. It doesn't produce a crop.
Yeah.
I'm sure you know the culture in India.
I'm glad to be able to talk to somebody who obviously knows a little something for a change here, you know, in the format that we're dealing with. And
sure.
You obviously know that. And so how do we get off of vilifying Monsanto as a company? They put huge amounts of money in developing these seeds.
Right.
And should they not be able to patent their product like
anybody
else?
Absolutely not. No, I mean, you know, when it comes to creating good ideas, companies can create good ideas all the time. I mean, think about clothing for a second. There's no clothing patent out there. You know, if you make it, there's
not.
All there is a trademark. So, yeah, I mean, companies make a fortune in the clothing industry being first to market with a new idea, whatever that idea might be. But the ideas should be free for people to use.
Plants are an interesting case, too, real quick, and then I'll let you get in, Bill. But plants are an interesting case because I can think of a lot of different breeds of tomato or even like cauliflower, broccoli, mustard, greens. I believe they are all the same species of plant, but they're different cultivars, right? So they're different, like, basically strains of that plant. And, you know, people have created different cultivars of all kinds of plants. Like, Mark, you brought in some tomatoes to the studio tonight. They were all different colors, different shapes and sizes. And I don't think anybody has patented those, but somebody can still make money off of selling the seeds that come through to seed.
Burpee's going broke.
So, I don't know, Bill, what do you think about that?
Well, a hybrid seed, a genetically modified seed, is really nothing more than an advancement of the old hybrid seeds. I mean, when I plant a crop here, you know, genetically modified seeds are constantly vilified by a certain segment of society that there's some danger in them or some other evil thing about them. When, you know, I eat and my family eat the same food that you guys do, and I'm not going to be planting a crop that's going to be dangerous to my family's health or anybody else's health in this country. I am planting a crop from seed that is going to produce the best crop that I can produce, and that is the for corn, it's the corn seeds from Monsanto. Whether people like Monsanto or whether they don't, I don't care. I use seed from Monsanto because it produces, and it produces the best crop that I can produce.
I got you.
I don't blame you for that.
My complaint is with Monsanto, not with genetically modified foods. Now, when it comes to genetically modified organisms...
State your problem with Monsanto.
Monsanto goes after small farmers and sues them when they have, when their seeds have gone in from one person's field and propagated in another person's field. They use the power, the power of the dollar that they have to drive
and lobby government
to lobby government and take these guys to civil court where they can't afford to fight. If Monsanto came after you for whatever reason, you couldn't fight them. You'd have to roll over and give them whatever they want. And that's what happens to all these little farmers.
I am a small farmer, Mark.
Yep.
I think I know a little bit more about this than you do.
What's that?
I said I am a small farmer, and I think I know a little bit more about this than you do.
Well, I've studied on it.
Excuse me. Have you ever dealt with a Monsanto representative?
I have never dealt with a Monsanto representative, no.
They explain everything to you fully when you enter into a contract when you buy their seed.
If
you don't want to agree to it, then you don't. Nobody's forcing me to plant Monsanto seed.
I got you, Bill.
They're suing people that didn't enter into contracts with them too.
That's the problem.
I'm sorry, what?
Who are they suing that didn't enter into a contract?
Oh, I see. You call me up and I'm supposed to have a list of people that they've sued.
We can find this, though, Mark. There, as I understand it, you know, there can be cross-pollination, right, from one field to another, Bill, right? So somebody who has Monsanto seeds...
will have cross-pollination in all crops.
Right, but so there could be GMs...
Medically modified or not.
Okay, Bill, if you don't mind, would you hold your thought? I want to talk about this more with you, if you would. Hang on the line, please. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It'd be interesting to talk to people about genetically modified foods. Do you eat them? Do you grow them? Do you have an opinion on them? Call us. It's Free Talk Live.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell. You're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.